The Deputy Minister of the Interior, Kobia Champon, says holidays in Ghana are not too many, but the impacts of such holidays have on the nation and workers is what is most important. He noted that holidays provide opportunities for strategic businesses to make more profit. Mr. Champon was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed holidays in Ghana and their effects on productivity.
I do not necessarily think we have too many holidays. The essence of a holiday basically is to allow people to take a break from their regular routine. And therefore, any holiday that comes throughout the 365 days in the year is a very welcome thing for most workers and even for ordinary people who do not even work. What is crucial is the impact these holidays seem to have on us as a nation. And that can be easily addressed from a lot more of issues. In the first place, what do you do at a holiday? That's the first question. If it's a religious holiday, do you really address yourself in terms of the significance of the religious holiday? If it is a republic holiday like 1st July, do you take part in the festivities marking that period? If you do not do any of those things, then you are just enjoying the holiday for what it is, and it is always granted because you are a Ghanaian, and if you find yourself in the territory and there is a holiday, you are part of it. So there are opportunities to still be on holiday and still have productivity run, especially for sensitive industries.
Mr. Champon was of the view that holidays are significant even if many people do not take part in the celebration. He stated that the law allows for an exemption for people who apply for it. He however added that holidays could be reviewed through a referendum if Ghanaians think there are too many. He also thinks holidays should not be shifted to weekdays whenever they fall on weekends.
There are particular reasons why we celebrate those days. For instance, Independence Day. It is a hallmark day for this country. That is when we gain independence as a sovereign nation. We need to commemorate it, and you cannot commemorate it only using a poppy. You see, the event starts with a series of events preceding to one particular day where you would have one great event that signifies what you are doing. Independence Day for most countries are the times presidents and leaders of nations use to send significant messages on things that affect the whole country as a whole. And those are very important. Look, we are not saying everybody should stop work. But the point still remains, if you are an operation and you think you still have to operate for whatever reason, the law allows you to apply to the Ministry of Interior and ask for an exemption. They should be put to referendum. And if the referendum says the holiday should be scaled down, I think government will have no option than to acquiesce to what the public is saying. I quite agree with we shouldn't shift holidays when it falls on a weekend to the preceding week. I think it's a call in order. And this issue about referendum, I wonder if Ghanaians are really ready to go to referendum on our holidays. It should be tagged onto one of our elections. We put it on the ballot as part of our elections and say that, okay, let us determine. Put an X or a correct sign against these holidays. And at the end of it, let's tally and see which holidays need to be cut out.
Also on the program was a labor consultant, Lilian Asante, was of the view that holidays observed in Ghana are too many. She therefore called for a review to decide whether all the holidays should be maintained. She said the frequent holidays affect productivity and come at a cost. Ms. Asante noted that some holidays like farmers and AU days can't be commemorated without workers staying at home. She said the essence of annual leave is for rest, which is part of the Labour Act. Therefore, holidays should not be given to people to rest. She also supported the view that holidays should not be shifted to weekdays when they fall on weekends.
I think that we have too many holidays in Ghana. Are we taking holidays because we need rest? Because that is, if it's rest, that is why we have leave days, which is part of the Labour Act. It is the law, and every employee is entitled to leave the minimum of 15 days. So is it rest? If it's rest, then using the holidays is really the wrong thing to do. The question is, what is the significance of that day? Is it religious? Thanksgiving? Is it social? Is it New Year's Day? Is it political? Independence Day? What is the significance? Now, when we understand the significance, then we can also understand how it needs to be celebrated. Do banks have to be closed? Do post offices have to be closed? Why are we staying at home? Can we commemorate these days and still go to work? So that productivity is not halted. It's expensive. So it does affect, it hasn't been costed, but I'm sure that if it was costed, we would realize that it does affect the country in a very massive way. The Public Holidays Act 601 gives the president the authority to declare holidays. additional holidays and all of that. However, I think that all social partners should be involved in that decision making. I wouldn't say scrap it, but what I would say is we don't have to stay at home to celebrate those days.
Those were views of panelists on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed national holidays and the effects on productivity.